Hello, everybody.
I keep forgetting to eat these before we start.
But it's the special Ramblecast.
Is that edition. A song? Is that the song?
Yeah, that is a song. Anyway, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast After Dark, episode 149.
149. We're almost at 150.
We're almost at 150. Almost.
Now, is tomorrow going to be 150?
No, tomorrow will be 149.5
because I probably won't be there.
That's going to be a patron bonus show. So we're doing today. It's a little something different this week because
that's your bonus patrons. I'm not going to be there.
Guess what? Jack won't be recording on something. But we're doing a little something different this week since all four of us couldn't meet together. Our schedules are like much like the artwork that I created for this week, shifting lines.
I like that. I thought it was pretty cool.
Oh, thanks. I always have fun. Chris is advertising his edible of choice for this evening. So
the Heirloom Collective. These are called the what are they called? Fucking calm cubes.
Calm cubes. There you go.
The Heirloom Collective. Yes.
Well, you're such a rage machine. So join
I
us.
Have been fucking angry today. I'll be honest with you. Like, I've had a fucking day. Like, and you know, I need these.
Hey, no one's saying you don't. And to Sherry, I'm only drinking water tonight. So
only water tonight.
Only water.
So join us if you're a patron. There will be a part two where it will be Nick, Chris, and I, Jack.
I might pop in if there's time.
No, there's not. Mm-mm. Okay. We're going to shut that shit down. So he might even pop up on my lower screen. I'm just going to ignore like he's not there.
I'm used to that. It depends on how long it takes Jay and Colleen to set up the podcast tomorrow because...
Well, apparently Nick is busy giving a instructional or... thing is he's either preparing or he's giving the instruction that he's got to do to the Philippines right now tonight.
Oh, okay.
That's what he was
saying. Yeah, he is. He's doing a like a WebEx or something for folks in the Philippines. Ergo, timing wise, he is unable to join us. Randy says my gummies are B12 and vitamin D.
Flintstone chewables.
Whereas as a kid, we prefer vitamin THC.
Yeah. Yep. As a kid, I threw up on Flintstone chewables and wouldn't eat them again.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Is it just me, but the video and audio are not synced tonight? Question mark.
Is mine off?
Am
I off because I'm using a webcam? Seriously. I just bought a webcam. So is it off?
No.
No?
Unfortunately.
Is John just drunk?
It's on.
John, I want you to go ahead and give a refresh to the old browser. So anywho, it's fucking Tuesday, man, but it feels like 11D Friday. Like the 11th version of Friday. I'm already at I'm at my wit's end this week. I'm ready to fucking knock somebody out at a football game. D-Jack, I got to it before you could. I win.
Well, Nick's actually a little quicker on that than I am.
Yeah.
Oh, John doesn't drink. Okay.
Oh, good for you, John.
Well, he's retiring soon, so
I don't drink much.
I felt, you know, I realized that I had drank like 30 days straight.
No shit.
Yeah, even at Disneyland because I bought some Bacardi rum there at the store. It was
sure.
It just to get the pain, you know, using it as a crutch for the pain in my back and everything else. And I said,
that's the first step and sign of the problem, Jack.
I did say
responsible now. And so what are we going to do to help you?
I got water. I can stop anytime.
Chris, you were actually trying to get him high at Disneyland, which I think is funny.
I tried. Yeah. So I pulled back the curtain a little bit. So was it a week? Yeah. 2 weeks ago or last
2 weeks
week?
Ago, yeah.
It was two weeks ago when Jack jumped in and it was like, hey, I'm at the whatever pop culture hotel, whatever. And I was like, wait a minute. I'm pretty sure a friend of mine from work is there. So I texted her, and sure enough, she's actually was at the same hotel as you guys. And I sent her a picture of you and Cindy.
Yes.
And I was like, hey, if you see these two, give them a joint and I'll pay you back. Because he's currently at Disney World with all of his, with a couple of his grandkids and kind of dealing with that bullshit. So I can only imagine he needs to be uplifted a little bit.
She texted back, the best I can do is blow pot smoke in his face.
No, she actually didn't even have any weed with her. She was down there on vacation with her mom and
you know, the hotel is broken into decades. They have the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. So it's a lot of walking. So they could have been anywhere.
What decade were you in?
We were in the 50s. We got to hear music all the time.
That explains it.
But it was close to all the transportation. That's why we took the 50s, because it was close to the skyline.
That would be all over the 80s, no doubt. All over the 80s.
I don't know if they could get detention or...
You know what 80s throwback I'm enjoying, and even this isn't really that much of a throwback. On Peacock, there's a game show that I've been watching called Frogger.
It's Frogger basically, in the Atari game?
Yeah, it's in the Atari. It's basically like Wipeout, if you remember ABC's.
Oh, Wipeout. Yeah. I love Wipeout.
It's kind of on that line, except players are competing on a live Frogger board, essentially. And when they get hit, they go into the water. And I got to admit, like, I really enjoy people. Like, at first, I'm kind of like, oh, that's got to hurt. By the fifth episode, I'm like, that is fucking hilarious.
Wipeout had people. Someone died on Wipeout, right?
Did they?
Really?
I don't doubt it. I think someone did die. Really?
Because I always, before I got injured, and you know, I can't do it anymore, but I always wondered, I thought I could do that ball thing. I thought I could easily do that ball thing running across the bouncing balls. Mm. I thought so that'll be a breeze. I could do it. I don't know why.
I endlessly enjoy. I've been enjoying Frogger. Now it's been on my background. It's been my background TV show, where you're kind of getting shit done, but you're like, oh, okay, well, this is, you know.
Well, we got it
because that's what I'm watching right now on my left.
What are you watching on your left?
I'm kidding.
I'm not. Us. We're your background show.
Cindy and I have to sign up for Peacock again. We're going to probably do it this weekend.
It's free.
It's free, but you only get certain episodes.
Oh.
So it's like we watch Yellowstone. They'll show you one episode. Okay. Yeah. It's free, that episode. But then it's like, oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah, I'll tell you, like Apple TV, I don't know if you've got a subscription to that or not, Jack. But like, there's just so much shit on there. Like, it's crazy. So I just kind of by accident fell into watching that show Foundation.
And is that good?
It was slow to start, and then once you kind of get like how the story is moving, it's like it's fascinating. It's actually a very, very good show. I'm enjoying all of it.
I have wanted to watch that.
Yeah, it's good.
It seems a little dense, like Dune.
It's on that totally level, right? Totally. Yeah, very, very. It's funny you mention that because I started watching it right around the time I went and saw Dune, and my brain was kind of like, I had to like rewire it to watch this, to watch the movie vice versa, because I was kind of like in that Dune universe where, but yeah, it's very, very similar in that sense. But, the way they tell the story is really interesting, and this isn't going to give anything away, but there's an emperor, of this planet, right? And the idea of the emperor of the planet is that they actually, they cloned him, right? So it's like Kleon the 13th or some shit. I don't even know. But the idea is that at all times there's three versions of the emperor alive. So they call Brother Dawn, Brother Day, or Brother Dusk, or some shit. So okay, it's like
I've seen this much of the show.
What's the show called again?
Foundation.
Foundation.
So the idea is that
it's like what you put on makeup.
That's why I do it all.
When there's three. There's usually a younger version, then there's a middle-aged version, and then there's the older version of the emperor. And when the emperor dies off, they essentially have a clone baby birth, to like start over the cycle again. So there's always three.
He's always in charge.
Yeah, exactly. So like in the first episode, like the middle age, the middle aged dude who's like the figurehead of the empire, he's like the front face of the whole thing. And then like in episode three, he's now the old guy, right? So like the kid that was in episode one is now the middle-aged dude from episode two. And it's just a really interesting.
You just have to pay attention to it, right? Because
you do. Yeah, you do. I had to like rewind and be like, what the fuck was that? And then I go back and watch it again. I'm like, oh, that makes total sense. And it's an interesting take. So apparently it's an adaptation of Isaac Asimov's books, or a few of his books. So it's got some roots in some really interesting storytelling, and I think they've done a pretty good job with it so far. So I'd recommend it. Foundation.
I think Apple, like I said, For All Mankind, I'm still trying to get back to that.
So good.
But I had this weird thing that happened with mine. Okay, go ahead, Jack. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, so my app, like my, I'm subscribed to Apple TV, what have you. I'm watching that, and I get to this one episode, and I had this like digital glitch, and I can't get through the fucking episode. I can't watch it on that device, and so because I'm not watching
what
on
device
my TV,
is it?
It's a Roku TV.
I have Roku TVs. How is your internet connection?
Good. It's like it's right there. It's like
it's boom, weird.
You know, so it is weird, but it glitches out, and I can't watch.
I can't watch it on my Mac.
Why?
Which because it keeps come up saying you need to give us a credit card. I'm like going, why do I need to give you a credit card?
Because you're not signed in on your Mac the same Apple ID as you are on your phone. In that case,
is that what it is?
Yeah, that
even because my it's under my wife's account.
Is your wife's account logged into your phone?
No, my wife's account logged it. It's her Apple TV.
Okay.
So I have to sign.
So without getting too far down the technical support aspects of fucking Apple, what you really need to do is you need to Google how to set up a family share, because if you do that, you just share all the purchases and subscriptions across a family without having to deal with that bullshit.
I just wrote that down. Thanks for the tip.
You're welcome.
But I was going to say, I said, it looks like Apple, you know, because they have money to burn, that they just, you look at the stars they have. I mean, it's all big names. I mean, that's what's that show, Newsroom or News Thing? No,
Morning Show.
Morning Show. I really enjoyed season one.
Okay. My wife loves that show. And
Tom Hanks just released a movie on Apple TV Plus called Finch.
Yeah, I was going to watch it. Was it any good?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
It's like Fletch, except.
All right, I'm going to try that Google Family Share I've gotten into
Apple, but you need to Google how to do it. I'll find the link and show you.
No, that's what I meant to say. I got it.
That'll be the second part of the show.
But I posted something on our Facebook page because I think Matt and I earlier, but when it first came out, we were bashing La Brea.
Yes, we were. And so your review, I was like, go ahead.
I've gotten hooked on it, even though it's still stupid. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So it's kind of like what the fuck was that show that I was
Manifest.
Watching?
Manifest. It's my Manifest, because I'll sit there and I go, like they'll say, like a couple weeks ago, is they come up to this fort that's perfectly made. I don't know where they're getting the tools for all this, but it's because it's 10,000 BC, right? That's where they're back with the dinosaurs.
Yeah, so we haven't even been through the Iron Age yet.
Why would they build a fort? Was one of the lines or something like that. I go, there are literally animals everywhere around that can kill you. Why would you build a fort? It's just so stupid. And I don't know any of the names of the characters. There's one guy I call Chris because he's always going around vaping and he's stoned all the time.
No, I hate the fact that they pick on him being a stoner. Yeah. Like this stuff like, dude, you need to put down the weed for a little bit. And I'm like, the guy's not that high. Like,
why?
Yeah, and that's my other question. Thank you, Chris.
Where's he getting all the pot? Why? Well, I think they're trying to relate to people that vape, right?
I think they're trying to relate to the audience that's like, there's too many kids getting stoned these days.
They're contributing to a stigma that made at least two or the three podcast hosts in this show think that I was vaping weed for the last 2 years and your face is all.
I think it was three of the four podcasts.
Three of the four podcasts on this show. Like, The fact that the fact that you guys thought that was actually just, I feel like we talked about this over the last three episodes, but the fact that you guys thought that was ripping a weed vape
time. I really thought that's what you were doing.
That gives a lot of credence to what you thought my tolerance was, because
I don't know. Well, to be fair, Chris, I've stopped calling him Chris, that character. Okay. That makes you feel better because he's the smartest guy in the show.
But nobody calls me Chris.
Damn, that was like that. Yeah. Wait. What?
I'm kidding.
I heard that, you asshole.
But the main character is Natalie Z. If you remember her from Justified, she was Raylan.
Oh, yeah. I enjoy watching her.
So she's fantastic. She's a fantastic actress.
Love the Detour.
But I call her Kate.
She is kind of like a Kate.
She's just Kate. She's you know, if you want to have a strong female character, which I'm all for, is that her name?
No, I was just joking. Nick's not.
Oh, neighbor Ray.
Just fucking with him.
But every episode she goes, I'm coming. Like, you know, coming along with the thing.
That's what she said.
They're just making her sound like a nag. She should be the one. She's gone on every mission, right? Mm. So why does she have to? She shouldn't have to. And they say, well, no, it's not safe, you know. Da, da. No. There's just certain part. It's just
lazy writing.
It is very lazy writing, and like I said,
Randy's calling her Super Kate.
Yeah, maybe because she does like and then she does things, and sometimes it doesn't work out, and, you know, just like Kate. And they have this group that the hand group. You know what I'm talking about, Matt?
No, I don't. I have not gotten to the hand group, but now
they put the rocks on the ground like a hand.
It just keeps going around the circle.
I call them the other show. Okay, I call them the others.
Yes.
Because they don't go back. The problem with the show is they don't go back. They show you something and then you don't see it again. And you're like going, okay, what happened to that? And then now they just found some gold from the Civil War.
How
is that possible?
I'm only on like episode, I think, 5. So
then you might be, I think episode five or six, they just met
the others, I think, at the end of episode 4, maybe. So
yeah, but they don't do anything else.
Spoilers for this show that we are trashing on continuously, but also
I even sit on our Facebook page. I go, no, it's terrible, but I'm addicted to it. I can't wait.
I'm giving it a second chance. Just
it's kind of like this show. Like this show is terrible, exactly. but people, you're listening to it.
The reason I think
over
I
like and over again.
I like the plot where they go back in time, and I've always liked that kind of show. I just wish they would, you know, if you want to be like Lost, have better writing, better music, better actors, and you can have a show like Lost because the story is there.
Well,
but it's like they pulled someone off the street.
Let's call it what it is for a hot second here. You know, Lost wasn't jam packed with great acting. We loved that show. Who was a bad actor on the show? We look at that show with rose-colored glasses because we loved it so much. But that was not top-notch acting. I mean, Matthew Fox sucks at acting, like the lead character.
Oh, dude can cry on a dime. Come on.
Oh my god! Like, but just
I'm gonna disagree. I thought the acting on the show was really good.
Okay, fair.
No, I'm just gonna
straddle the middle like I usually do.
I honestly think that we look at Lost very fondly because it's our favorite show, and it's gonna be all of our favorite shows. But like the acting, in my opinion, was subpar on that show. The story was fucking awesome.
Let's say you can't tell me
the thousandth time you hear Walt.
Whoa!
Oh my god, he was terrible. What's his name?
And he's a terrible person, allegedly.
Oh, is he really?
Allegedly,
he wasn't nice to me.
Oh, okay.
Just gonna say, I finally called him out. Anyway, so okay. If the acting on Lost was subpar, I don't know what to call the acting on La Brea.
Shit. But the thing is, what Lost had a really great story and great character development. And that's not because of acting. That was because of the writing.
I'm 7 episodes in, and if you said, what's that first character's name? I couldn't tell you. I mean, I literally couldn't tell you what that character's...
That should hook you right away, because I feel like I still knew...
Like Kate, Evangeline Lilly, not a good actor. Like, she's not.
Well, to be fair to Evangeline Lilly, I think the writing for her was terrible.
Well, no, but like,
and can we just say this, as the show went on, I thought the actors got much, like, Josh Holloway became much better actor.
Absolutely, because I mean, they became much better actors with each other because they were able to they lived with each other for 7 years. You know what I mean? So like, right. It became like almost like a familial thing. But like, yeah,
I do think that helps out a show for sure.
Yeah,
if a show can become like a family, or the you know.
My baby, yes. It's just.
But you also have with the Kate character in La Brea. She has a husband, right? Who's she kind of left, and she had her boyfriend, who they call Uncle because he was the dad's best friend. So there's a love triangle already there. So it's really they're really shooting for Lost here.
I might give it another chance as I'm waiting for new episodes.
Dennis posted something saying that they're doing season. It's got a second season coming.
Great. That always you know, makes you kind of hang in there with a show, I think, if you know that there's going to be more.
I was hoping they would cancel it so I could stop watching it.
Well, at least you have a hiatus.
Yeah.
I decided to pick up on a show I hadn't seen. I know a lot of people probably have seen this show. I've never checked it out, but Eastbound and Down.
Oh yeah,
that's a great show.
Yeah. Wow, you just started watching it?
I'm just started watching it. Never you. Checked it out.
It's been a minute since I've seen it.
It's a great family show.
The pilot.
Watch it with the whole family.
I saw it. I saw like the first few episodes. I think the first season, way back when it came out. That's like 10 years old, isn't it?
Yeah,
10, 12 years old,
I believe. The whole time, you know, I'm watching it. I'm just thinking.
It's not politically correct. The show.
No, it's not. But I mean, you know, it's just you're watching it because of the lovable loser aspect of it. So
I thought it goes. I think it was Jay that told me to watch it, and I said, "All right, I'll watch it."
I know you guys have talked about it on. I think even on the. You know, Married Man show before, way back in the day, but
yeah, it's been about
just
years
now getting around to watching.
Well, there's a lot to watch.
And I love that comedian. He's great. I'm trying to think of his name now.
His name is Kate.
His name's Kate. His name is Kate.
Chris Dorn or Matt in the chat would probably know.
They would because. Randy does point out Paulo and Nikki. That was a young Ben Linus. All of those actors were top of their game.
But young Ben Linus became Danny McBride.
McBride, thank you. So I'm going on a little bit of a.
It's Danny a fun McBride. Show. It's a funny show. Mm-hmm. Another show I started watching because I kept seeing these previews for it when I was watching football. Ghost. And it's either on CBS or just Paramount Plus. I don't know. I've been watching on Paramount Plus. But the premise is this young couple gets this mansion. And they inherit this mansion from somebody she used to know. And people that have died over the years in this mansion are now in this house. They're trapped. They can't go to the next, you know, they're ghosts. They just can't. They can't go down or can't go up.
So like this podcast.
Exactly. So so eventually the wife hits her head and almost dies. She then can see the ghost.
Oh.
The husband can't. He now believes the ghosts are there. But it's actually pretty, I thought it was going to be stupid.
Now, Jack, like of all of the premises, though, the spouse believing the other spouse all of a sudden, come on.
Well, what happened was
you have claimed to have had a ghost in your house for quite some time. Well, your spouse doesn't believe you.
Well, no, she believes it.
Oh, she believes you. It's just Jay,
because Jay has never seen it. We've all
the Ghostbusters lover does not believe in ghosts.
Gotcha. We've seen things, but he believes in ghosts. But he believes
that's coming out this week, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
the 19th
Ghostbusters, the new one. Is it coming out this week?
I think so.
A lot of good movies coming up on the horizon. Go ahead.
Yeah. Jack.
But I would suggest if you go in there thinking, okay, I'm going to be laughing out loud the whole time, No, it's one of those. It's a CBS show that you have to realize when to laugh because there's no laugh track. So they're not telling you when to laugh. But it's got a Viking.
We have to think for ourselves. What the fuck?
It's got like seven people. Then there's one guy walking around. He lost his head, and he's still just walking around trying to find his head because it's.
Funny. Nearly headless Nick. I think that's who we're talking about.
But here. If you haven't seen it, I'm telling you, give it a try because I actually enjoy it more than I do La Brea.
I think the mystery, you mean, like the whole mystery and the unfolding of.
Well, no, it's only I only have to sit through it for 22 minutes. But it's
just kind of like this podcast.
There's times I have laughed. I mean, it's funny.
You know what's funny is that when we have the weirdest opportunities to go right into a commercial break.
Weird. Da-da-da-da-da. Well, anyway, I hope those were some good commercials. Okay, that's it.
How many commercials do they play?
I think they usually just play one. And in fact, if I remember correctly, we just always go over. But if we stay under an hour, we actually don't need commercials
at all.
Oh, really?
At all? Yeah. So we
never happens.
Yeah, I know. It's like. So this kind of made the rounds, at least on the Twitter, and Jack, you also shared it in our Facebook Messenger, just a hilarious SNL sketch.
Oh, Rose sent it to us. Rope.
That sums up the RCAD and what we do.
Marvel. I thought it was hilarious.
So good.
And it basically sums up my life now. You guys are my only friends. So,
Marvel,
baseball,
football.
But I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was
funny. So good.
My initial reaction was like this is exactly why we do this show.
Yeah, your tweet was the best tweet. I was like, I can't sum this up any better.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. So for those who are not on Twitter, Jack. And others. Who sent it over to us?
Rose sent it to us.
Oh, so Rose sent us a link to an SNL skit, and it was the SNL skit about the Man Park. Is it called Man Park? I think it was
Man Park. Yeah.
So if you guys want to check it out, you just do a quick Google search for SNL Man Park, and it's a kind of an alliteration about, you know, how all these women who have their significant other male counterparts that have trouble expressing themselves emotionally and being able to connect with people outside of the house, meaning outside of their significant other.
And the wives get tired of hearing, oh, Vin Diesel has a twin brother and all this stuff.
The best part is that I have absolutely fucking said that shit out loud at least once in my life. I brought up the fact, hey, did you know that Diesel has a twin brother?
Every time I finish watching a movie or a TV show with my wife, I'm always like, hey, did you know that? Because I've just read the trivia section from IMDb. Sure.
It's an SNL skit about, you know, wives who bring their husbands to this park, which looks like to be on the
like a dog park
on the banks of the Hudson River in New York. And it's like a dog park for men.
For men.
Who need to get out of the house and make big a connection dogs, with dogs. Other men.
Yeah. Well, what I like,
it's actually very, very funny.
When the wives were shaking their heads, I go, that's my wife. That's my wife.
Hey, that's
I go, because I sell it. I go, you know, because I'm sitting around with, you know, toddlers all day long. And what do I have to talk about? Nothing.
Colors of the rainbow.
I go, you know what happened on Twitter today?
Did you hear what Vin Diesel's twin brother said on Twitter today? Unbelievable.
But I highly recommend it. It was very funny.
Yeah.
I do like to imagine you making pancakes or serving up some type of a lunch, still in your bathrobe, talking to one of your grandchildren and being like, can you believe the Democrats still can't get anything done? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I say that. I do that all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Well, like I said, like the one won't eat. she just won't eat. So we did McDonald's the last 2 days because she's been the only one, because the other one's been sick and the dad's been, it's just, you know, everything's going on. So she'll eat McDonald's, but she won't eat. She won't eat anything else, but she won't eat a hamburger from McDonald's. It has to be chicken nuggets from McDonald's.
Well, nuggets, dude, clearly chicken nuggies.
Those things are gross.
They're awesome.
They're gross.
I like. Have you eaten one personally recently?
I just had one today.
How can you think they're gross?
My granddaughter made me eat one. I said, "Oh my god, this is gross."
You can't think about what it is.
Also, don't eat the ABC ones. Already been.
No, it wasn't. She goes, "No, Papa,
here you
have
go,
to
Pop."
Because she wanted me to sit down. We sat down on the floor. We have a little picnic table for the kids in the house so they can sit down and eat. So I was sitting at the table. She goes, "No, you have to sit next to me." I said, "All right." So I can't sit on the table. So I sat on the floor. So she sat on the floor. She loves French fries. So she was taking my French fries. I go, "Why are you taking my French fries?" "Because they're good." So then she gave me a chicken nugget. And then I was like, so I put some barbecue sauce on it. And it still tastes like crap.
You know what? You know what's available now? The McRib. I haven't gotten one yet this year, but it's so
good. I know you're a fan of that. I tried it once when it first came out, and I hated it.
So the other day, I went. I took my daughter to McDonald's because she had a half day, and that's kind of like a thing. I remember when I was a kid. I mean, there was actually a Burger King that was walking distance from my middle school, and so everybody would actually just bang out of school and walk down a Burger King and wreak havoc down there. But so I took my daughter to McDonald's a week ago for her half day, and it was like all the kids, tons of kids from the town were kind of come, you know, coming down to McDonald's for lunch. And I saw these two kids, these two dudes must have been, you know, 12, 13 years old. They each ordered a 40 piece chicken nugget
each,
80 nuggets. And they just sat down and went to town on 80 chicken nuggets. It got to the point. I didn't wait to see if they're going to finish because it was disgusting. But they sat down with each a 40 pack, which by the way I never knew existed.
I didn't know that.
Is it one of those secret menu things?
No, apparently it's on the menu. I mean, he just asked for it. I was like, holy shit, look at that! It's a big ass box of nuggets. That's incredible.
Yeah, do control all copy.
That person's gonna have, those guys are gonna have heart attacks someday.
Will Fry says the McRib is terrible. You can't.
I have great taste.
So when you make a statement, Will, I knew you were a man of good taste, Jack. The next statement you make is completely false because like you can't be trusted. You can't be.
Yeah.
The McRib is definitely not terrible. It is not a great rib sandwich. Don't get me wrong. It's definitely not. But it's great for a McDonald's rib sandwich.
I know most people don't like it, but they bring it back every year.
I've never. I honestly, Will might be the first person I've heard talk shit about the McRib.
Well, you heard me.
Yeah, but again, going back to like, you know,
they need to do a commercial song where it's like the McRib is back. Baby, you can catch your McRib is back. I don't know, something with the. Okay.
So if you haven't had
that, doesn't make it taste any better.
They take like a mix of likely pork and other various mystery meats, and they put it into like this mold that is clearly the mold. So it's supposed to be shaped like a rib, a rack of ribs, and they press it down. And they even paint like grill marks on it or whatever. But
I love eating. It's really just good, like as much as the next person.
I think it's really good. It tastes very, very tasty.
Well, you know, Matt's now a meat eater. What do you think, Matt?
I am not trying the McRib. I pretty much just go for the sirloin tips sometimes tips. A little bit of chicken. That's what that's what my wife makes for steaks.
Oh, I thought
sirloin,
you were
saying McDonald's. Sirloin tips. Steaks.
When do they start selling sirloin tips?
No, they don't. But it's usually a home
okay,
cooking.
Okay, all right. That makes sense now.
Yeah.
So
go ahead.
I made some a good dinner tonight with the air fryer, my new favorite thing in the world. I made Weight Watchers egg rolls.
Oh,
and they were awesome. Made with it was with ground turkey though, so that was probably the worst part of it, was the fact that they're ground turkey. You get past that, next time I'm making my mom, I have to go ahead and season that turkey a little bit more. I just used salt and white pepper, and that was all the only seasoning I put on
turkey. Turkey meat is tough because it can be good, or like turkey burgers are good.
Well, yeah, because you're mixing. Well, typically, a turkey burger, you're mixing a ton of shit in them too, so it tastes.
Yeah.
Better.
So, but like a turkey meatball, not as good.
Ooh, my turkey meatballs are banging. I made those last week.
I gotta have the real, because my wife, that's one thing she does cook, is the Italian sauce with the sausage and the meatballs. And
yeah.
I can't have turkey. Come on.
If you make it right. If you season it right, you can make a turkey meatball. It's really, really good. And the ones I made last week were fucking fantastic.
Because we cannibal. You'd be a cannibal. What? Go ahead.
We're having Thanksgiving this weekend, because early Thanksgiving, because everyone's going to town. So I'm going to fry a turkey, which Tamara does not think it tastes good. If fried turkey is the best thing.
I've had fried turkeys taste the most amazing turkey I've ever had on Thanksgiving, and I've had a fried turkey that tastes like a fucking ball sack. Like it depends on how you get it, you know, how you're cooking it, if you're doing it right.
This man knows ball sacks.
Yeah, he does. But we got a turkey. They said it was a little more expensive. We got it at Wegmans, and they said it's a turkey at the White House. I said, so wait, this turkey's just sleeping. It's not dead.
It's extra orange.
Anyway.
You put that one in there for Nick. Nick's going to be like, yes.
In last year, so, it was extra orange.
Yeah, so just to be fair, I have made fun of Trump and Biden.
There you go. You're two for two.
But she said she never had mine, but the last one I made was outstanding. I mean, you could just see the juice as you're cutting it. It's like, oh, my God, this is great.
The best one I had, we had it at a tailgate, at a Patriots tailgate. Someone brought in a full-on fryer for the tailgate, and we fried one up, and it was fucking incredible. Like, it was so good.
I bought a Butterball fryer like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and you just put it in there. You just drop it in, hit the timer, and you don't have to worry about the house burning down. Because my wife, for the longest time, said, we're not buying one of those. You're going to burn the house down. I go, I could do it in the street. I go, we live on a dead end.
In the driveway.
She goes,
We actually had Friendsgiving yesterday.
Nice.
What's Friendsgiving? Today? Tuesday? On Sunday.
Oh, Brad Pitt was there.
We did Friendsgiving, which is fun. It's like the group that I go to the Cape with, and some folks we have like football Sundays with typically. We all got together and had a little bit of a Thanksgiving celebration for all of us, and it was a lot of fun.
Those are some.
Everybody brings a dish and kind of figures it out.
I would probably bring an empty dish.
I made leftovers to take home.
I made cranberry sauce for the first time ever. I've never made it before, and because one of my neighbors, and they have a couple young kids, came over and they gave us like a 5-pound bag of cranberries, because I guess like they're in-laws have a cranberry bog near where they live.
They wait in it with those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those two guys that were always waiting.
Ocean Spray.
Yeah.
That's a Massachusetts thing. Yeah. It's one of our exports. But I've never actually made it before, and it was it came out awesome. Like, and I'll make it again because it was that good. But super easy to do. It's got to mix up orange juice, sugar, water. Throw the cranberries in there with a couple orange peels and then a couple cinnamon sticks and let it boil down, and fantastic. That's it.
I usually only drink cranberry juice when I have a bladder infection. So,
I love cranberry juice though, just on its own.
My wife's the one that says I just
I like it with vodka.
It's also really good if you're looking for an alternative with champagne.
Champagne.
I don't like the champagne and orange juice, but champagne and cranberry juice is pretty.
I don't like yams. I don't like sweet potatoes.
Throw a little extra little cranberry to float in there, you know, for a little garnish. So
our problem is our house. Look, my youngest daughter makes stuffing. I like stuffing. I think one other person likes stuffing. So it's like she makes this huge. I go. So most of it goes to waste because no one will eat it.
So I grew up having. what I thought was my my grandmother's like secret recipe for her turkey stuffing. Like it was like the handed down, and then like nobody got it before she died.
Oh,
and then my aunt told me, she goes, "It's just it's the recipe in the back of the Pepperidge Farm." And I'm like, "Are you gotta be shitting me?" Because we all thought it was like grandma's secret recipe, but no, it was the actual recipe.
That's why she never passed it down. That's
exactly why. She's like, "Fuck you guys, I'm gonna make you think I'm a wizard." She never told us. And my aunt's like, "Yeah, it's the pepper."
That happens a lot.
You know, they have this thing for academic papers and what have you, turn 10, you know, like you can use that to check to see if anything has come up as being submitted before, so you can check for any copyright or infringement. You know, it searches the web. It's very, very handy, especially if you're doing anything reading and writing, to just kind of see like, okay, what you pulling on here, kids. Anyway,
you do a lot of that in art class.
I don't normally, but
I've seen that penis before.
Well, this semester I taught a professional development class, so I have students actually submitting writing and just when I okay sure mm-hmm. that laugh it up yeah okay all right
those balls are so familiar.
Oh, fuck. So anyway.
So in your class. Chill cubes have taken effect.
The cubes are in effect. Yeah. Yes. So in my class, though, that I taught. So it came in handy. I'm just imagining that with like recipes, if you could be like, I'm going to check grandma's recipe against all of these other grandmothers. Okay, you know, it's like,
but would you call out grandma?
Copied.
No.
No. So fuck it. I wouldn't call
no,
it.
No, fuck no. You don't know.
That's the thing with this thing. It'll tell you how much of a percentage has been copied and how much is original. So if it detects anything, even if it's just a quote, it'll say like this much of this paper is
because
it's the first time I've actually used it this year, because typically I'm not taking writing from students because I am doing a lot more art stuff.
But his balls actually look like the number 8.
I know my grandmother used to make the best sugar cookies.
Oh, I thought you were going to say my grandmother made the best balls.
My grandmother had the best balls you've ever seen. Anyway, so she, they're like sugar cakes, or they're many different names, but Pennsylvania, we'd go up to Pennsylvania. And then as she got older, I didn't realize she couldn't do it anymore. At one time, where I go, I think this is the best batch you've ever made. I found not down the street made it. I go, oh, my bad. Luckily, my dad was there because she always yelled at my dad. So I got she accused Jay of cheating one time. We were playing hearts, I think. And Jay does cheat, and he was covering. He says, Jay, stop cheating. I'm not cheating, but he was cheating. Anyway, no, I wouldn't call out my grandmother.
You can't call them out.
I'm a coward.
So speaking of eggs, you know, the house in which we went for Friendsgiving was at my friend Beth's house. And she's the one you probably see me post about her cookie company on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
So we had tons of cookies. And I got to check out her new, like, she actually just, she's lived in the same house for a while, but she and her brother bought the house together as like a family investment. He moved out with his girlfriend, and so she was there at the house, and then she turned what was his old room into her cookie studio. And she recently redid the whole thing, like the whole room. And it's awesome.
Well, what do you do in a cookie studio?
She
shows the cookies on.
It's like her workspace, right?
Oh, so okay.
It's a studio. Like that's like your workshop.
Yeah, it's like her workshop inside her home. Oh, she's got like an extra refrigerator in there, like a whole
paper baking tub, and like it's like a garage.
All of her shelving, and she's got like her projector, because one of the things she does when she makes those cookies is she actually has a projector that projects down onto a cookie, in which she then draws over the projector lines.
Does she have a TikTok account?
No, Instagram.
I'm telling you, you watch TikTok.
Oh, trust me. I've been trying to get her to like expand, but she's at a point right now where she's like, she can't take any more business because she just doesn't have the bandwidth to do it.
And I feel she's probably overwhelmed.
She's completely overwhelmed. Dude, she works literally 50 hours a week making cookies. Like she doesn't have any time. She sold out for the rest of the year.
Damn. This guy was bouncing orange ping pong balls, and there were like 5,000 people watching. I go,
yeah.
I go, why are people watching that?
Jack's still back on TikTok. We're talking about your friend.
And 5 minutes later, I'm like still watching this person throw ping pong balls.
Oh, you're talking about the actual watching her make them.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good call. I should bring that
because
up to her.
She could put her website in there. She can talk about it. And because people
have a friend help her out. You know?
But at the same time, though, that might actually be worse for her, too. Right. Because like she doesn't have the bandwidth to take on the extra business that would come her way.
Is she living in Nick's house?
No, but she does this out of her house. Like,
yeah, I know.
If her next step would be to rent like a bakery, essentially, that's her next step up. But she hasn't gotten to that point yet. So she uses her oven in the kitchen, the one that we just used to cook the turkey, right? You know, like shit. That's where all of it works. But and she makes the most amazing cookies I've ever seen in my life. Like, honestly, like it's like an art form now. You see it all over Instagram, whatever. But she hands down makes the best fucking cookies, and they taste good, which is
so jealous that rarity. You get to just like, you're like, oh, I get to just sample all of her.
Oh yeah, we get all the rejects.
That's
it's awesome.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. All the rejects.
Yeah. I literally ate one as I was walking down here.
Did that? My son made cookies the other day.
That was me. So.
Oh,
sorry. Hit my desk. Yeah. But yeah, they're awesome.
So you said your son.
I'll have to get you guys some cookies. I'll have to find a way to get you guys some cookies.
We do our live recording at Nick's house.
Oh yeah.
Oh, there we go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll have her make us some Ramblecast cookies.
There you go.
Hmm.
Anyway, so you said your son made cookies.
Oh yeah. No, my son. He tends to be the more culinary one of my two kids. You know, like he likes to taste and sample more things. You know, he's more adventurous. Like if something's spicy, he's like the curiosity gets him, so he's got to try it. You know, so
that's good.
And his cookies are really good.
I know my granddaughter made me Christmas cookies, and she brought them today. But then she played them all out on the table and she was picking the candy off them. And she goes, do you like them, Papa? And then she's licking the candy. I go, yeah, they look good. So I didn't eat any of the cookies.
Well, they're not going to make it to Christmas. Those are more like Thanksgiving cookies, right?
I know, but my oldest daughter's already put up the Christmas tree and all that different stuff. I'm like, oh,
well,
the
clock's ticking. I mean, it's going to be, it's already the 16th, right?
Yeah, I got to put up those crisps. I just thought I had more time.
Oh, no. Shit. I know. I always think I have more time. So
there we go. So these are the cookies I got to have over Friendsgiving.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
That's a turkey?
Really?
It's a flower pot with it's like a pumpkin pie. It's
Oh, now you're showing us a nude photo.
There you go.
There's that dick again.
Pumpkin pie cookie.
That's not a pumpkin pie. That's a different kind.
Yeah, she does a nice job.
Those look really good.
Hey, how did you do on your Halloween thing contest?
Never found out. This is.
So you lost.
No. Seriously, like they never published it. They never like posted about it. It's like
did they forget about it?
No, well, I don't know. I just think the whole organization's just kind of...
Because you went all in.
I know, we did. We went all in. So, but we kept the sculptures that my wife made, and so we'll use them again for next year. We have...
Well, that's bullshit.
It was kind of...
I would write Franklin County a letter and say, hey, that's bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, they... I don't know. There's about a couple other things I could talk about or complain about, but what's the point?
I have been watching the know I've told you guys before that next door they built those townhomes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all the water from all the rain, they have one thing down the street that catches the water, but it goes through the pipes and goes to this place over here and then goes behind our backyard to the lake that's down a couple blocks down. So I've been watching. I go, oh, there, because it was supposed to have a fountain in it. But
yeah,
I don't. So they've been digging and digging. It just keeps getting slush and slush and slush. You know, like if you're at the beach and you're digging a hole at the beach and then you get to the point where it's just water. It's just muddy water.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm watching this thing and I'm trying to think. I go, oh, wait a minute. Do they know that there's an underground spring just right? Because that's why we always have water in our back going through our backyard, because there's an underground spring. I go, do they know there's an underground spring there? And they're probably hitting it, the water level.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah. I watched him for like, because my granddaughter was outside yesterday. And he's taking this big caterpillar or excavator, or whatever you call it. And he's trying to swish the, and that bulldozer's coming in, taking the mud out, and it just fill up again. I'm like going, they have pumps and stuff going on. I go, do they not know? So I don't know, because I wanted to build it deeper, because I'm afraid when they leave, we're going to have some heavy rain. Then the water's going to come and flood us, because it's right over the top. And so, but anyway, I was looking at these people.
Right. I mean, the only other thing that you could do, I guess, is take photos or a few videos now.
Yeah.
So you can be like, hey, you know, because I'm sure you have like evidence that like it's never flooded before. So that way it never come back. So
and we're built. So I'm not worried about the water going through. I mean, it will go through. Like our neighbors, their fence is warping because the water is going through and all that stuff. I'm worried about the water coming up over the top of it, because we're right there, and it have it next is our house and getting underneath our house and all that crap that you have to deal with. So anyway, I'm not happy about this. So I'm just like going, oh good, they're going to dig it deeper. And I go, oh, I mean, they've been working on this for like a week and a half. They're no further than they were a week and a half. I've been, every day they get up there like 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Then they dropped all these. Yeah. Then they dropped all these rocks on the street. I don't know what the rocks are for, but anyway.
Just like the jokes.
Yeah. But there you go. That's all I got.
My wife and I, we were out to dinner like a couple weeks ago. This was, I think, you know, before. It could have been even before Halloween, because we went
before
out.
Before COVID? But,
well, we had our anniversary, like, I think on the 30th, so it could have been on that night, I think. So, but we're out to dinner. It's a really fucked up thing to hear, you know, like, you're just kind of having your dinner. The table beside, you know, just kind of slightly off to the right side of me. It's a large grouping, you know, dad, mom, grandma, some other relative, two kids, maybe a third one. You know, there's at least eight people there. But there's one little kid who's on a tablet the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, his older sibling, who doesn't have a tablet, I don't know, maybe he's just been beaten enough. I have no idea. This is what we overhear. Because the dad keeps, like, fucking with the little kid, saying stuff like, you know, do I need to take you to the bathroom? You know, like, I'm like, what the hell is he doing? You know,
and then at
some point,
you.
Then this is the fucked up part. The mom, at some point, the mom says, and this reminded me of Nick.
This is the older kid.
No. This is the younger kid that's been on a tablet the whole time that apparently has been causing such a ruckus that the dad's been threatening to take to the bathroom. The mom says, don't make me, or I don't know if she said don't make me, but she said, she said, you don't want to go back down where the monsters are.
Oh,
what the fucked up is that? How fucked up is that? She's threatening this little kid about some room or place in the house that has monsters. Wow. I mean, that kid doesn't know the difference between reality and, you know. And
so they probably have a basement or something?
I assume so. And this is that's where this up. Is where I feel like teachers should have like special, like, all right, teacher authority. I'm calling CPS on you motherfuckers. This is some fucked up shit.
It's not right.
It's not. I mean, you're traumatizing your child.
Did you say something?
what are you gonna say?
Fuck off.
you know, it might have been that hidden camera thing to see if you stepped.
Oh, to see if we're the horrible people.
I honestly think I would have started something. That's just wrong.
It's wrong, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Another wrong thing that I just want to mention about how fucked up people are. So my daughter, she's in high school, and she can tend to be a bit more of a
high school already.
Yeah, she's a freshman.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my daughter. So, and we're trying to get her kind of involved in, you know, so she's in like art club and what have you. So she wanted to go to the high school musical to watch the performance. She had put up posters for the art club all around. And so we were like, yeah, you know, it's Cinderella, you know. My son's like, fuck. And I'm like, okay, this is fine, you know. And my wife's like, we're doing this, you know. And my daughter's pretty excited because we're going to her high school, you know, this is her place, you know. And so want to do this for her. Get there, and we're recently vaxxed and boosted. My son just got his first shot. So unlike some quarterbacks, my son was like, no, I'm first in line. I'm doing this.
My daughter
this.
Got
I'm
hers.
I'm not afraid.
Joey Bosa just was put on protocol, but he's not been vaccinated.
Fucking idiots.
So we get there and
fucking vaccinated. Idiots.
We sit down, vaccinated or not, and there's something going around that's just basically like it's more of a phlegmy kind of cough.
Yeah, that's what my whole family has, and I'm trying
We sit down. The woman to the back left of me, it's only 5-seat rows, by the way. So, and it's stadium seating, so it's just right above my head, coughing into her hand like it's a microphone, like she's fucking Freddie Mercury.
You got to vampire that shit, lady.
Like, and then she's doing the back and to the right across my whole family. So she's coughing at my whole family because it's just drifting down. So my wife is just doing the like, she's freaking out. I'm freaking out because I'm like, I have no.
Did you say anything?
We left.
Again, hidden camera.
Yeah, someone's fucking with you, man. You're being followed. You're on. Oh. You're on. You're being punked.
I'm just reading Miami Mike. Don't make me lock you in the basement and have you watch the Ramblecast again.
That is torture.
It is torture.
That should be illegal.
So Chris, I tend to not be someone who punches someone at a sports game.
You don't have to punch, but you can be confrontational.
I tend not to be.
I'm like so, Matt. I we tend left. Not to be, but
we
if
were
you get
we
me.
Were just like, and I was going to just stick it.
Oh,
out.
You end up leaving.
Yeah,
that sucks.
It did. It did. It sucked.
I'm sorry.
It for sure did. But I mean, what are you going to do?
But like, just people are
I'm not
going to
sit there
rude.
For like.
They're rude.
We were like three songs in. You know, I'm not going to sit there for a two act intermission.
If you're hacking like that, you shouldn't be there.
You shouldn't be there. She shouldn't have been there.
Especially in this day and age where people
it's
freak
like,
out.
We've been through a pandemic. Like, and I don't care if it's phlegmy
we're
not, and
we're
COVID's
still going
a dry
through the
cough.
Pan.
Like I still we're don't.
Going
I still don't need
it's
this.
It's about to turn into an absolute shit show. Right now, like we're in the
well,
middle.
Well, I heard that. Yep. Wasn't it up in the Northeast that COVID is on the rise amongst the non-vaccinated?
What they're saying is they're saying every 2 months it just keeps coming back.
Oh,
and sharp spikes, especially with all this travel. It's kind of going to happen next week, and then of course, in late December, there's going to be tons of family travel, and it's going to be an absolute fucking disaster.
You know what's? You know what else is going to be a disaster? Ending this fucking show.
Boom.
Because we're coming back part two for the patrons only. I will post it.
I might be there.
Jack won't be there. This is just going to be, you know, this is going to be Jack free. It's going to be it's Jack's off.
Jack's off. Yeah, sorry. Jack off. All right. Say that.
Go over to the jandjack.com.
Jack off.
Well. Fair enough. Go over to jandjack.com, click on the patron link, become a patron, help this show out, go over, rate, review us on iTunes, and do what you do. because we have a few patrons to thank.
Thank.
You better think.
There's a theme. So
okay.
Turquoise tack.
I like that.
Not in turquoise.
It fucks up your background though when you do
it. It's definitely purple.
It does. Where is that? Oh, here it is.
Ekru Eckhart.
I like this one.
Red Ed. I like
these
that.
Are all blending with your background, by the way, with the green screen. Yeah. It's funny. Dude, this actually looks amazing. Magenta Maggie.
It does with the background.
Did you intend this, or is this a happy little accident? I did not.
That's just happy accidents. So
Joe Orange.
Like it.
Yeah, the Magenta Maggie was actually probably like the, because I did the more green on that.
Dude,
one.
Dude, that looks wild.
It looks so cool. Plus, you can't see you. So
yeah, you're
better.
Completely blocked
even,
out.
Even better. So. Yeah. Well, join us for the Patreon show.
That was your best one yet. Green sweet. Screen.
Thanks for joining us live, everyone in the chat. Join us tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Same time, same bat channel.
Great show. This is one in part two.